Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What do they say? The same song, but the second verse, a little louder and a little worse. Here they go again, quote, "When Ehud was dead, the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord," Judges 4, verse 1. So once again we read, quote, "The Lord sold them," verse 2. Essentially, they had put their own souls up for sale by indulging in idolatry. So the Lord used, quote, "the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor," to apply the spanking. You recall, there was another Jabin ruling there in Joshua's day, and who formed the Alliance of Nations defeated at the waters of Merom. Now, a few generations later, they're at it again. Verse 2 adds, quote, "the commander of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Harosheth Hagoyim." The word goy, popularly pronounced guy, simply means a Gentile, a non-Jew. The prefix ha is the Hebrew the, and the suffix im makes it plural. So Sisera lived in Harosheth of the Gentiles, emphasizing the battle lines. This time, it was 20 years of harsh oppression, and Jabin's troops had rapid deployment capabilities, boasting, quote, 900 chariots of iron, verse 3. This was high tech. Israel didn't enter the Iron Age until the days of David. Enter Deborah, Israel's secret weapon. Her name doesn't mean hornet, like those God used to, quote, "drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite," Exodus 23, verse 28. They had a sting, but no sweetness. No, Deborah is the Hebrew word for a bee. In her private ministry as a prophetess, sitting under her own palm tree, quote, "between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim," Judges 4, 5, she came to the realization that God had raised up a reluctant judge who needed some encouragement. Barak means lightning. I wonder what will happen when the bolt meets the bee.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.